Chapter 4 Sports Rugby. Kiwis love sports. The most important sport in New Zealand is rugby. Lots of young people play or watch rugby in the winter. A man named Charles Munro brought rugby to New Zealand from Great Britain in the late 1860s. There are 15 players on a rugby team. A rugby ball is not round like a soccer ball. It is an oval shape, a little like an egg. New Zealand's national rugby team is the famous All Blacks. They got their name when they started to wear black shorts and rugby shirts. The All Blacks have won against all the world's best rugby teams. When the All Blacks are playing, the streets in New Zealand are almost empty. Everyone is inside, watching the game on television.
Fact. The tallest All Black was 2.05 meters. The shortest All Black was 1.6 meters. The heaviest All Black was 130 kilos. The lightest All Black was 59 kilos.
As well as being famous for winning, the All Blacks are famous for their special dance, called a haka. The haka is a Maori dance with loud shouting. The All Blacks dance a haka called kamate before a rugby game begins, while the other team stands and watches. The haka is sung in the Maori language. It is a very strong, loud dance, and maybe the All Blacks hope the other team will feel afraid of them as they watch. The All Blacks play countries from around the world, but there are lots of other rugby teams in New Zealand. Each area of the country has its own rugby team, and these teams play each other in the national provincial championships.
The beginning of the Kamate Haka. Te Raubaraha was an important Maori chief. He often fought with other Maori chiefs. One day, Te Raubaraha was running away from some of these chiefs. He ran to the village of Motuapuhi and to the home of his friend, another chief named Te Wharerangi. He asked his friend for help. Te Wharerangi told him to go under the earth and hide in a cooking hole. Te Wharerangi's wife sat over the hole. For the Maori people, this was a very strange thing to do. No Maori man ever wanted to be under a woman in this way. This is why it was a good place to hide, because no one would think he could be there. The men who were fighting Te Rauparaha arrived. From under the ground, Te Rauparaha heard them. They were talking to his friend. Te Rauparaha felt afraid. Kamate, kamate. I die, he said quietly down in the hole as he listened. Then he heard his friend speaking again. He went to Rangipo, Te Wharerangi told the men. Te Rauparaha felt hope. Kaora, kaora. I live, he said quietly. But at first, the men didn't believe Te Wharerangi. They asked again where Te Rauparaha was. Te Rauparaha heard them. Kamate, kamate. I die, he said again in the hole. When the men finally believed his friend and went away, Te Rauparaha was very happy. Kaora, kaora. I live, he said again. He came out of the hole to thank Te Wharerangi, saying, "This is the man who allowed me to live." Afterward, Te Rauparaha thought of a haka dance to tell the story of his time in the hole. This is the Kamate Haka that the All Blacks dance. It starts, I die, I live."
Cricket. Another sport that is very important to Kiwis is cricket. Cricket is a summer sport. Many people go to watch it, and lots of young people play it. The New Zealand national cricket team is called the Black Caps. Like the All Blacks, they travel around the world, playing other countries, including Australia, South Africa, England, India, Pakistan, and the West Indies. Australia is the cricket team that all countries want to win against. The New Zealand cricket team really wants to be better than Australia because Australia is New Zealand's neighbor. As with rugby, there are other cricket teams in New Zealand from different areas of the country. These teams play each other between November and April in the state championship.